Hello, welcome to my podcast. Welcome to another episode of Fat Talks by Tomi. Thank you for tuning in. And thank you for always tuning in. I particularly want to acknowledge every single person that listened to the last episode and all the feedback that we got from there. It seems many of us are keen on being finishers, and that is music to my ears. Today's episode is kind of like a part two to the last week's episode on finishing. I did say that I was going to share tips on how to finish, how to make a habit of finishing, how to finish what we start, how to become a finisher. So it's not just enough to know the benefits of being a finisher. Sometimes all some of us need are a few practical tips on how to see things through. So I am sharing those tips today. Let's do this. Let's go. Number one, if you have a project, a habit, a task, something you want to finish, one of the obvious ways of starting is putting this task, this goal, this ambition, putting it down on paper. I think it does sound like such a simplistic thing, but it is really impactful. I find personally that when I take something from just an idea in my head and I write it down, it makes it so much more real. And I think that is really the goal of writing it down, to take it out from something vague in our head that is just a mere idea and taking it through the process of becoming real. Now, the first step with that, I would say, is write it down. You know, get a journal and put it down. Put down the task or the goal. And I feel for me that the realer it becomes, the more inspired and motivated I am to take the next steps. So whatever it is you feel you need to do to make it seem real to you, in those initial first few days of trying to explore this task, do whatever it is you need to do to make it real. So number one, I suggest writing it down. For some people, it is recording a voice note to themselves. For others, it is sharing this idea with somebody else. There's a bit of a caveat there. You might want to share it with somebody you trust, somebody that will hold you accountable, but I'm still going to get to that. Or even just creating some pictorial version of this. Anything that will take it away from just being an idea in your head to be a little bit real, I would encourage you to do that. For the purpose of this episode, I would say write it down in as much detail as you like. Put it down on paper. The second thing that I suggest you do is to find somebody who has already done this. And this can be somebody you don't know personally. It could be a personality online. You can follow their Instagram page. You can follow their social media handles, be it Facebook or TikTok, whatever. Right? And kind of study them. Read their books. If it is somebody you know personally, you might want to take this person out to lunch, pick their brain a little bit, talk to them. I also find that when we do meet somebody who has done this thing for real, it takes away some of the ambiguity, right? It makes it realer. You know, it's all about just making it real. When you find somebody who has done it, it makes it much more than just this daunting task that you have given yourself. And having a conversation with this person really will inspire you. There's absolutely nothing more inspiring than talking to somebody, being encouraged by someone who has already done what it is you're trying to do, right? So apart from the fact that knowing that this kind of person exists and having a conversation with this person helps, these people also bring a realistic spin to things, right? Practical spin to things. talk to the person about realistic timelines, about the kind of tools that you might need, the kind of community that might exist already for people who are trying to achieve this thing. For instance, if you're trying to write a book, you know, follow authors, talk to people who have already written their books, join writers' guilds, join writers' groups online, put yourself in a community of people who are already doing this thing. So that's a big one for me. Finding people who have already done this and kind of engaging with them. That's a big one. Number three, for a task you want to do, you have written it down. You have found somebody who can be kind of like a mentor of sorts, or at least somebody who has made this thing, who has done this thing before. You are engaging with them. You are reading their books. What is the next thing that you need to do? You now need to put pen to paper and start penning down actionable steps. This is everything. Actionable steps. And don't start with the big things, right? Start with the barest minimum. Because what I find, right, is that so much grace and faith is activated when we start doing something. Perspectives change, understanding, clarity comes with the first step. You know, I talked about starting and all that is triggered when we start. And you can't be a finisher if you're not a starter, right? So, actionable next steps. Some actionable next steps are as simple as, you know, buying a course. You know, buying a course. Some actionable next steps are as simple as, you know, calling somebody who can give you leads, right? Like, it could be a lot of things. But whatever it is, you need to start making a move towards it, right? If for some of us, you need to buy yourself a mic. For some of us, you just need to buy yourself a tool regarding connected to that task. Find the barest minimum that you can do, right? And do it. If you can break your actionable next steps down, that would be awesome. So, you know, once you're done with one, it's a trigger for you to do the next thing and so on and so forth. So put that down. Next thing I want you to do is give yourself timelines. Super important. You know, a goal without dates is just a pipe dream. You hear me? I don't think that's my quote. I think I've heard it somewhere before, even though I don't know who from exactly. But a goal without a date is just a pipe dream. You have to put a date on it. What putting dates on is, it makes you accountable, right? It makes you accountable. If you say to yourself, I'm going to do this thing by this date, when that date comes and it isn't done, you know, you'll now have a legitimate right to kick yourself in the behind and get a move on, right? So I would suggest that you do that. Put timelines, put dates for every actionable step, right? Put dates. Again, you also may want to get an accountability partner. This also helps regarding putting timelines, because if you know you're accountable to somebody, if you don't do something by a certain date, it is more likely to encourage you to do it, right? So do that. Next thing you want to do is take one big leap. Now, a series of small leaps are great, but I find with every goal, every ambition, there comes a time when you need to take one defining big leap. This is the one that gets you into the all or nothing phase. This is the one where you have now committed. You have paid the rent for the space. You have hire the high skilled staff. You have done something a bit significant that has committed you to this thing. This is the scary part. This is the part where people really feel like, you know what, they've done it. They've taken the leap. You have to take it. For everybody, for all of us, that time will come. it will come. And after taking several small steps, this one actionable, big actionable step is going to come. I want you to recognize it when it shows up, and I want you to be inspired and motivated by all the little steps you have taken prior and to go for it. Okay? To go for it. Next thing is for you to anticipate hardness. Super important. This thing is not going to be easy. What I find is that a lot of us, we don't anticipate hardness. We don't anticipate difficulties. So when difficulties come, when they do inevitably show up, many of us are intimidated. We feel sometimes that this hardness is a signal that we are doing the wrong thing, or that we are doing it wrong. Now, it is possible, right? It is possible that you are doing it the wrong way, and because you're doing it the wrong way, it is taking longer, a bit more difficult than how it should be. If that indeed is the case, you don't give up. You go back and you strategize. This is why mentors and coaches are essential, because they help you in carving out the map, the path, you know, the strategies, the practical tools that is needed, so that you are not necessarily finding things out on your own. Okay. But you need to anticipate hardness. Even with all the mentors and all the right strategies, there will come a time when this thing will be difficult and it will challenge you. And when that time comes, I want you to remember this podcast and to power through it. We're all going to go through this. So this is super important. Okay. After you've gone through the hard bit, there will come a season where things are a little bit easier. Even though they're a little bit easier, I find that a lot of us take this ease to also mean that we have arrived. No, you have not arrived. You know, you're just going through a bit of a respite. You know, there really isn't a finish line, right? There really isn't a finish line. Every finish line is the beginning of another starting line. So when you get into the ease season, enjoy it for a minute, but then challenge yourself to explore higher levels, right? That's it. Today's a really short one because it's just part two of the first one. And yeah, that's it. Please start and see things through. Like I mentioned in the last episode, the reward of finishing is really the person you become at the end of the task. And that person is worth the wait, is worth the difficulties, is worth all the anticipation. Okay? That's super, super important. Thank you so, so very much for listening to this short episode. Please listen again and again. It's a short one, but I think it packs a punch. Listen to it over and over again and share this with your people. Share with your tribe. And, of course, send me a DM. Send me a DM to my Instagram page, tommy.rotimi, or send me an email to tommy@tommyrotimi.com and let me know how this particular episode has helped you, what points resonated with you the most. And I just want to know that this helps. All right. Thank you so much for listening. Speak to you soon. Bye.